If it's bad for your heart, guess what? It's bad for your penis. By Paul Nelson, MA, CCMA. A recent study at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine has finally determined once and for all that there is a direct relationship between hardening of the arteries, also called atherosclerosis, and erectile dysfunction. This has been a commonly accepted relationship for many years. But finally, through PET scans, doctors can now see exactly what is happening. An advanced imaging study using fluorine-18 sodium fluoride PET determined that there is a relationship between atherosclerosis and erectile dysfunction, researchers reported at the American College of Cardiology scientific session. In the study of 437 men with prostate cancer, with a mean age of 67 years, who underwent a series of fluorine-18 sodium fluoride PET scans, each increment of a measure of atherosclerosis in the penile arteries corresponded to an increased likelihood of erectile dysfunction, according to the researchers who simultaneously published their findings in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. This is simply further evidence that what is good for your heart is good for your penis. This means that regular exercise, a healthy balanced diet, avoiding tobacco products, and managing stress are key to a healthy and long-functioning penis. If you're concerned about your sexual health or are struggling with erectile dysfunction, contact us for a free phone consultation. You can reach us at 646-380-2600. And you can read all about the study here at the link at the end of this blog post.